Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host today. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone from the entertainment industry. My guest today is Patrick Wills. I think that's how it's pronounced, but I could be wrong. I'm frequently wrong.
Danish. It's
what?
Wilsey.
Wilsey. Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick Wilsey. Okay. He is the owner of Umbrella Tree Records and also a musician. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, I have to admit that when my good buddy, Billy James of Glass Onion PR, told me about you, I was pretty surprised. You know, that there are hubs for the recording industry. Certainly New York and Los Angeles, you know, spring to mind. But, you know, country lives in Nashville. And, you know, there's a surprising number of artists that they call Austin, Texas home.
Mm-hmm.
You're in none of those places. Where are you?
I'm in the hills of western North Carolina in the Blue Ridge Mountains out here in Asheville. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful November so far. I think of Asheville myself as like a small kind of Austin. If you were to take Austin and shrink it down to maybe like an eighth of the size, you have just as much ferocity in the music scene, in the music industry, and so many musicians and artists packed into one place, and they know and they love, and it's weird.
So Asheville is has quite an active music community.
Yes, we do. We have an extremely active community. For the most part, we're extremely active in roots and folk and roots music out here, and we're also extremely active in jazz music out here as well, and we've got a really incredibly lively independent music community, independent rock.
Okay, now I heard through the grapevine that you're actually a graduate in philosophy. How on earth does a philosophy guy get wrapped up in the record business?
I really don't know. It seemed to just happen by chance, I guess it all really did happen that way. But I've been a musician for a very long time. I was a musician before I went to school and studied philosophy. And also, while I was studying for my philosophy degree, I was also seeking a degree in music at the same time. So, with the knowledge and foundation on both of those things, and maybe a little bit of talent for networking. Having something like this fall upon you is a blessing.
All right, look, let's talk a little bit about your company, Umbrella Tree Records. I understand it's you and another gentleman.
Yes, it's my good friend Michael Klatt. And what we've done... Really, the record company was took shape a couple of weeks after we started this project, which was kind of really funny. And what we did was we were trying to make a business model off of helping our friends and our friends' bands get to a better place, like a place that has more. I don't know. Asheville is a thriving music community, but it's also very voracious, and it eats a lot of music and a lot of musicians. It's very, very hard to get ahead here. So what our idea was is we were going to try and help our bands get ahead of the run here in Asheville. That was the basic premise. Like beyond putting out Natural Selections, the EP or the compilation album coming out here tomorrow.
You have a number of bands signed on to your label. Are they all local?
Yes, they're all local within the region here. The farthest one out is from a really, really, really tiny small town called Bryson City. You wouldn't guess. And another one's from Colowey, but for the most part, many of them are from here in Asheville, and that's where they're all from.
You said the CD is going to street tomorrow?
Is going to what?
The street. It's
going online tomorrow. December 11th is actually when we're going to start selling the hard copies. But it is that soon to me.
Okay. Well, lucky me. I just happen to have some preview stuff. Would you have any big objection if I played a track? Such as Fire in the Sky?
None at all.
Okay, here's Fire in the Sky. The CD is titled Natural Selections, and from what I can gather, it's basically a sampler of some of the artists. Can you tell me a little bit about that particular track?
Oh, that track was Fire in the Sky. Is a track by a band that goes by the name of Balloon Wars. Really good friends of mine, actually. We were neighbors, and we play at each other's parties. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, we recorded that track, believe August 25th this year at our studio, Anarchy Audio, here in West Asheville, North Carolina. It's a really great process. If you'll let me go into like the technical side of it, because that's what I really like.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, there's always someone that, you know, if we don't get technical, that they're going to email me and say, "Whoa, why didn't you ask the technical question?"
Well, it's an all analog studio that we recorded that, like, all the entire album that we put every band into the studio and had them record for us two songs that they would like to have recorded and put forth on a compilation. Just used incredible equipment for all the vocals. We used a Cascade tube microphone, and the board is a Soundcraft Ghost board. That's an English board, I'm sure. that's what the engineer told me, anyways. And we recorded it onto an HD24 digital recorder, kind of. It's interesting how the HD24 records, because it records on hard drives, but it records on hard drives as if you were making a record. So the entire thing goes in circles. It's great. But the entire thing just feels like the sound behind it. Like I can hear, I know no one else can, but I can hear the sound of the studio, and it's a really nice warm sound to me, even after all the mixing and mastering and the compression that goes on everything, you know?
I think the sound is wonderful.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to do. Put forth sound that takes all of these bands. Like we have a good sound out here in Asheville, and it's unique to our area, definitely. And even you can hear this unifying sound even over the course of several of the various bands that you have. There are very creative people that we've gotten to work with, and we've had the pleasure of recording and putting on the CD. I just want to honestly represent them in a way that sounds good.
I'm still curious. I still don't understand why on earth you would venture into this silly industry.
I'm currently shopping around for grad schools is what's going on. But I'm really, and even on that fact, I'm really intrigued and interested in musicology, and I'm interested in musicology of punk rock, and I feel like if part of what you're supposed to do as an academic is participate in the community that you wish to represent, then that is something that I should probably do while I'm in between school. Instead of just being a pure academic about it, I can also work within the community of my community of musicians. Many of these people I went to school with, many of these people I've played several gigs with that are on the Natural Selections album, and I love and respect them all.
Mentioned that you've played with them. What do you play? What weapon do you wield on the stage?
If you're going to play phrase it like that, I play Rickenbacker 4001 and from 1986. It was it's midnight blue, and it's almost a little bit shiny. It glows green under a black light. It's incredible.
I have to admit that I was somewhat surprised when I popped your CD onto my virtual turntable. Someone who shall remain anonymous had billed your label, Umbrella Tree, as being a punk label. Now, you know, I know punk. In fact, I have a daughter who is one. And by the way, happy birthday, Laura. You know, it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but that didn't sound very punkish to me.
Well, buy the record.
Look, I know punk when I hear punk, and that track was not punk.
Well, punk is more of an ideal, isn't it? It's more of an idea in the first place. And it comes from a do-it-yourself aesthetic. And Balloon Wars is doing just that with what they're making. With the music that they're making, they play in their living room every like three times a week.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong here, but my definition of punk is that no one in the band can sing, and no musician, can play possibly more than three chords on anything.
I don't buy into that. I think that's a cop out definition of what punk is, and that it degrades the beautiful music that it is. Yes, there is a lot of it that is like that. I am not saying that at all. Most of it is very much as you described. But I feel like things like Television, Minutemen, even the Replacements were. I feel like the wave in the early 80s of punk rock is one of the most varied and beautiful eras of punk rock, and I think that's where we get the leeway now to call a lot of what we do now to be punk in a certain way.
You know, I'm beginning to think that what you're defining punk as is what many people call prog. You know, it's anything away from the mainstream.
I have a different definition of prog than that. Like I always thought prog was supposed to be where you're switching timings and keys in odd ways and trying purposefully not to make something that sounds like pop music at all.
It helps a lot if you have a couple of Hammond organs that you know you can hit with a fire axe.
The truth is that we do have some very, very progressive ideas going into this record, definitely. A band that I didn't get to send you a track of, the 40 Furies, and both of their songs, they're a hard rock band from here in Nashville, and they do a lot of interesting time changes that are catchy, and I don't know, you can call it progressive because you can call it progressive because of the time changes, maybe, by definition, but the fact that it's catchy and it sounds good, I think, is the most important part of it.
Okay, well, let's go to an absolutely shameless commercial break. where can people buy or order copies of this CD?
Well, we have our website up, umbrellatree.com, which will easily direct you towards any venue at which you could buy a CD. It will be on CD Baby tomorrow, as well as iTunes and almost every internet distribution source I can find. There's an independent source that we're going to tap within the week called pigsinspace.com, which is a website run by a friend of mine out of Chapel Hill, which shares online trades. UmbrellaTreeRecords.com. I was just corrected. I do that all the time.
Don't you just hate it when, you know, someone's shouting at you in the background?
Oh, they're probably telling me that I messed up in some fashion.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we take another musical break? And how does Chopper sound to you?
Are you digging at the whole punk rock thing again?
No,
it doesn't sound very much punk rock at all. It's
no. But I mean, would you like to listen to it?
Oh, of course. I was just wondering. Oh. I'm sorry, I misinterpreted how does it sound, you know?
No. Well, let's play Chopper, and you can, well, no. I'll just keep quiet. Okay, I'm not going to mention punk again in this interview. right? But can you tell me a little bit about the track?
Not that much. I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot about like why it was written or how it was written. It's back.
It's back. Don't know what happened there.
The false ending tricked you. Yes, the false ending gets everyone. We were sitting in the recording studio, and we were the engineer and I were asking each other at that point, are they done? Are we stopping? What's going on? You know?
I love the track.
They're immensely entertaining to see, too, and all of their songs are incredibly different. They're just I keep talking about them, and I haven't introduced them at all. They're a three-piece from Asheville. They're called Grammar School, and as I understand it, they use an old English spelling of the word grammar. You can which uses an E, so it always looks like it's spelled wrong.
Right.
G-R-A-M-M-E-R, the school spelled regularly.
No, I love the track. I love the music. And, you know, it's truly something that's catchy. Yeah, in my opinion, it's a track that people need to listen to.
I build them as a power pop band, is what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a somewhat no core aesthetic to their instrumentation. And the fact that it's not your standard rock trio putting out pop music, but it is something a little bit different, you know? And I enjoy them a lot. They're getting much more popular, I see, here in Asheville in the past few months.
A question that I love to pose to people in the recording industry. Is the CD dead? Has it gone the same route as vinyl, the 8-track, and the cassette?
Well, it's not to the point of the cassette or the 8-track. And vinyl now is becoming more and more revered. So, serious audiophiles always have vinyl. And no matter how much, you know, they'll always have a little bit of it. But I don't think the CD is necessarily quite dead at this point. Because it's still the main digital interface for music in their cars until they really have started it with the MP3 players. But people still seem to want to have, you know, something that they can hold more than just a digital file they can download. So that's why vinyl has really taken so much popularity recently in the past 5 years. It's not completely dead, not yet, but it's going that way. Yes.
I mean, the reason I asked that question was earlier on you said, oh, Natural Selections, it's going to be available for download tomorrow, and we'll have hard copies December something or other. It just seems to me that, you know, increasingly, the music industry is becoming digital.
I agree. That seems to be. Any model that works, model of business that works, has to be that's working in the music industry has to be digital. That's just model of business, though. Like there are still things that people want. Like people still very much want an analog sound, and we can't get that through digital interfaces. We can only get that vinyl or that analog sound through analog equipment, you know. But people still listen to their CD players in their cars.
Now, I might have misheard you. You have recorded this CD in an analog fashion.
Yes, and it's all the tracks were recorded analog, and then we mixed down digitally, just because we had to. we mixed and mastered at a dysfunctional family studio in Leicester, North Carolina. It's a very strange spelled. A strangely spelled town as well. We recorded the entire album. We tracked it all analog at the Anarchy Audio Studio, and then took it over to the Dysfunctional Family Studio where we did our mixing and mastering.
As a reviewer, I see a lot of material arriving at my doorstep, and there's this huge movement towards DVD. People love the visual aspects. Are you headed in that direction?
I would like to be aimed in that direction as well. I have the capabilities to put those out, but right now being primarily an audiophile, I want to get the audio files down. I want to record the music much more than I want to do the visuals. But I work with different multimedia artists as well. When we do shows, when we do promotions, all the time really. Half of our office is really designed for visual arts is what our setup is for that reason, I guess.
Yeah, it just seems to me that the visual aspect is what people expect these days. Yeah, I could well be wrong.
No, I agree with you. Like when I got it catches you as maybe a consumer if you think of it in that way, because oftentimes you'll get a CD or a record company will release a CD and then they'll release the CD with a DVD for slightly higher rate, and you get to see whatever band who put out the CD or organization who put out the CD's early tour with that record maybe.
Yeah, I'm being whined at in my ear by my automated producer. We're just about out of time, so I really want to thank you for talking to me, and I'll try and get your name correct. It is Patrick Wilsey.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Patrick, I really want to thank you for taking time to talk with me, and I wish you every success, not just with your own musical career, but with your company. And I do hope that we can talk again in the future.
Well, thank you. I'd love to. Anytime.
Okay. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.